Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Hakim has stated, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a unique way, in a special way, reminds the human being his status, his position. A person may be busy in bad deeds, in impure actions, he may be committing sins, and that individual may not even be aware or understand that he is doing wrong, and the life is passing away. Time is passing away. That person is not aware that he's wasting or she is wasting her time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which direction that person's going in. Day and night, that individual is going closer to the fire of Jahannam. Fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala knows that how much life is left in this person's, you can say, time clock. And then Allah ta'ala with His rahmah, with His mercy, special mercy, gives an opportunity, sends His rahmah to that person, and Allah opens up the doors of guidance for that person. Alhamdulillah, the individual accepts that invitation, that opportunity, grabs it, and with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's grace and blessings, that individual then embarks on that path, that good path, and he starts to change the direction of his life from negative to positive with the help of Allah. In other words, that person has spent time, a life, a path of sin, and now when he turns towards good deeds, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that person tries, make effort. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. That person, he continues on the path, carries on, travels, goes towards good. To this extent, that he reaches to the maqam, the station of taqwa. Taqwa. And that person becomes a muttaqi, a very high status. And Allah gives that person the opportunity to reach to the heights. Now, where was that individual before? His previous life and condition, and how Allah Ta'ala changes that, flips that, gives a high maqam. When a person comes to that situation, then people who considered him as a thief, or as a bandit, or as a fraudster, or as a bad person, now people respect him, they stand for him, they respect him, they give him izzah, they accept his taqwa, they give examples of his honesty, integrity, and people say, oh, he's pious, he's a good person. And people who are aware of his dark life before, they are a little bit ashamed themselves, that, oh, this man's good, he's got noor, and there's goodness in this person's life now, he's gone towards a positive lifestyle. When a person gets to that position, then obviously, that when a person sees in the life that he's gone towards good, and others see it as well, then that individual, you could say, becomes a little bit of a leader. And this is a very in-depth point from the Qur'an, brothers, and it meets a little bit with our lives. The story sort of, you can say, it meets and it's comparable to our life. We are also on the same boat. We know what our past was. We know what we are now and how Allah Ta'ala has guided us. So let's listen clearly, carefully, to the words that Allah Ta'ala is describing to us. So Allah says, sometimes a person, he becomes good, pious, good deeds, and then he starts to, be a bit proud of his taqwa, and due to people praising him or her, that individual starts to think, I'm good, and the fear of Allah comes out of the heart, and a person starts to do things for granted, and good deeds for granted, and his ibadat, his worship, he starts to become proud of his worship, and he considers that, oh, alhamdulillah, I am forgiven, I'm fine, I'm totally fine. Allah Ta'ala says that I'm calling this person a muttaqi, and Allah, he thinks Allah's calling me muttaqi, and I'm worshipping, and my du'as are being accepted, and people are coming to me to make, ask me to do du'a, and people are saying, you lead, you become the imam, and you're the leader, and he thinks Allah selected me, and he starts to lose that fear and caution. Then Allah Ta'ala says in the next portion, that when a person gets to this point, khair. But then Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Subhanallah. Very important point. This is very beautiful point Allah Ta'ala has made in the Quran. That إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says that person, he loses out and forgets on a specific point. And Allah says, don't forget this point. Be careful on this point. What does that person forget? When he becomes, you can say, a worshipper and so-called pious, he forgets nafs and shaytan. He forgets. And Allah says an individual should understand that in any turn of life, until a person doesn't die, these two enemies will never leave your side. Nafs and shaytan will never leave our side. They will never die. They are ever present. Ever present. Remember this, Allah Ta'ala says. Remember this. And on this, when a person loses sight of this knowledge and is full of confidence, self-confidence, that I'm fine and I'm forgiven, the individual forgets that his enemies are present always, and Allah says, never consider your enemy as weak. This is a very big enemy of yours, shaytan. How can you consider shaytan as weak? Allah is asking this question. How? إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Ta'ala says, verily they who are conscious of Allah, they who are on the right path already good, bethink themselves of Him whenever any dark suggestion from shaitan touches them. They consider shaitan is weak. They think that he cannot affect them. They think they are beyond shaitan. And they don't pay attention to shaitan's attacks. And due to that casual approach, shaitan who's behind us, who's going after us, he will find a crack that he can pierce through and grab hold of the deen of that person. The Quran's telling us this in this verse. To this extent that shaitan finds that crack. Aha, I'm going to pierce this crack and I can then affect the iman of this person. Listen, brothers, dunya is full of fitna, challenges, fitnas, trials, issues. Everywhere in the dunya, a person will have a crack somewhere along the life journey. Shaitan will see that crack. He will attack it. He will plan it. And he will pierce it. And that person, he thinks he's beyond shaitan nafs. He has not got the shield and the wall in front of him or her to protect from shaitan. So then that person becomes a bit casual, laid back, and takes things for granted. Shaitan's looking for the path. Even if I find a crack the width of nothing, I'll grab hold of it and I'll prize it open. Fitnas are so many around us, shaitan. But there's one such fitna, one such negative factor in our lives. But that muttaqi will be safe from even that. But even a muttaqi will be safe from the fitna of mal, of wealth. Wealth doesn't affect him because he's got taqwa. He's got fear of Allah. Mal, wealth is a big fitna, but the muttaqi saves himself from even mal, from wealth. And wealth cannot trick him, but there's one such fitna, one such fraud, one such deception in this life and trial and issue and challenge that it attacks the best of the mu'mins. It doesn't look at age, it doesn't look at health, it doesn't look at the strength of the iman of the person. And that fitna, that challenge and trial is so severe, my friends, let's ward it off. Let's shield ourselves against it. And it very easily grabs hold of the mu'min. And what is that fitna? That is the fitna of the woman, the female woman. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when individual takes a laid back approach with regards to women, casual approach to women. And I remember this poem, some verses, if I can only remember the whole couplet, that the verse of this poem explains to us, maybe you don't understand, it's fairly technical, Farsi, mashallah, poet said a beautiful point here, that this is a word of Farsi, there are seven stars, very beautiful stars, in the sky, and they are called Natun Nash, and the sha'ir, the poet, has presented a beautiful point that these seven beautiful stars, The unique thing is that in the day they are hidden. In the day they are hidden and you cannot see them. And in the evening, ajeeb, but what happens at night time? That when night falls and people are sleeping, then these stars come out and start showing their beauty. Ajeeb point he made here. He said when it was daytime, people were looking in the sky, they could have seen it. They were awake people, they could have benefited. But when it's night, people are sleeping and are unconscious, and then the stars come out and show their glow and glitter and sparkle. So the meaning of this is that when an insan and a human being is young, then subhanallah, women, for example, they say, oh, he's a young man, be safe from him, safe from him, he's young. They don't come in front of him and they go from the side, the shahid says. But when the person becomes old, then every woman comes out in front of him. Oh, what difference does it make? He's an old man, it doesn't make any difference. So what's this point here? So here we have to take caution. Here we don't look at old age. We don't look at any, every man is young with regards to a woman. Even an 80-year-old man will say, I want to get married second time. They say, do you want to get married second time? Yeah, I'll get married second time. She'll serve me and I'll have a partner. And what else? So this fitna of the woman, of the female, my friends, for shaitan, it's the very easy prey. It's very easy methodology. Taqwa doesn't save a person. Nothing. Very easily shaitan surrounds a person with the attraction of women. And it's such a big had, Allah Ta'ala has drawn out a boundary between the ghayb mahram and the mahram. In other words, the woman who is unlawful for us, it is very clear. And the person who transgresses that boundary, that woman who is a ghayr mahram for an individual, for us, is to look at her is haram, to sit with her is haram, to speak with her is not jais, not permissible in this way, in this manner. You have to speak behind the parda, behind the barrier, behind the obstacle, behind the screen, whatever you want to call it. Then if a person goes beyond that boundary, no, she's my sister, she's my chachi, she's like my father, he's like my father, oh, she's like my grandfather, oh, bhaijan, oh, my brother, how are you? Oh, she's calling me brother, oh, you are so nice. And then his heart is saying something else. Allah says, "Inna Allah khabirun basir." Allah says, I know everything about you, what you are thinking. And that person is pious, he's a muttaqi, he's a wali. Woman comes in front of him, he transgresses the boundary of mahram, ghayr mahram, then shaitan instills the waswasa, whisper in his heart for the woman. There's nothing, there's no relationship between them. But Allah Ta'ala says that I'm watching and I'm listening, and shaitan's injected his thoughts into your heart and mind. And even if you're not making them apparent, your thoughts, physical, but here there's such a big caution that has to be exercised. Allah Ta'ala says that if you sit with a ghayr mahram, a woman or a man who is unlawful for you, you say, my brother, you are my older brother, you are my uncle, chacha, uncle, nothing goes. Nothing goes. There are many stories. This whole generation is full of these stories. This society, the environment we're in. So when shaitan sees the crack, he prizes it open, injects the attraction of the woman, and love multiplies, isn't it? It creates its own way. Love creates its own way, its own path, desires. So love creates its own way, and desires make a man stoop to the ground. That person doesn't realize that he goes so far beyond the boundary that Allah Ta'ala has drawn, that he transgresses the boundary. That's why Sharia has made a had, that the ghayr mahram, no, he's my brother-in-law, oh, he's like my brother, oh, she's my sister's relative, etc. No relative goes. Nothing. The question doesn't arise. If the waswasa comes into your heart in a man or a woman, they're speaking, sitting down in their discussion, such a thought is being produced that is not apparent physically, but definitely shaitan will show his result. So if there is parda, if Allah Ta'ala says that this is the law, that this is parda, that this woman cannot come from this man, or this man cannot come in front of this woman, and had has been drawn, boundaries have been drawn, and a person transgresses that boundary, says, this is my sister, she's young, she's too young, or he's like my son, and she embraces that man who is so young to be a son, but Allah Ta'ala knows what is happening. Many poor souls, peers, sheikhs have dropped from the heights to the ground, and still this is continuing, still this is continuing. Man loses out. When a person breaks caution, breaks the had, the circle, the boundary that Allah Ta'ala has drawn, then shaitan takes advantage. He sees the weakness and he attacks. So Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you taqwa, I made you reach to the high maqam, fear of Allah. But when you break caution, and when in your homes you don't have sharia, and you don't exercise sharia, and because you leave the hudud, the boundary, oh well, that house is wretched. That in the book of Allah, that home is wretched, where the principles of Sharia are not being fulfilled. The hudud, the boundaries, the circles of Sharia are not being observed. Halal and haram is not respected. Haram is practiced. Halal is not taken seriously. Oh, he's my uncle. Oh, this is my uncle's son. And he's very young and I'm older. The female says, it doesn't matter if I go in front of him. Oh, and if they don't have the parda in the house and they put the burqa on and there's no physical barrier, then Allah Ta'ala rejects the house. And this hasab you will not realize in this dunya, because all those sins are present. So Allah Ta'ala states that taqwa is finished. Taqwa is finished and your effort is gone. And all the effort you made in life is gone. It's gone. But this is one fitna we're speaking about here. One fitna. So what happens? That the maqam is taqwa. And so whatever they want to do, the individuals, they can do. But Allah Ta'ala says, when a person transgresses the boundary of deen, then dhikr doesn't help. Quran doesn't help. Because haram is taking place. So that person, that house, that household is blacklisted. But those, who is Allah Ta'ala speaking about here? Those who were given hidayah. Allah Ta'ala says about the muttaqis. That Allah Ta'ala says, I took you to the heights, you were a dirty spider, insect, you were crawling around. I took you to the heights due to your deen. And after that you do wrong actions. So have you forgotten that shaitan is your enemy? Devil will take you from the heights to the low, low position. And you with your own hands are destroying your good deeds. Many people have seen, Allahu Akbar. In my own life I've seen examples, people who had maqam, piety, they made struggle, effort. Allah Ta'ala made them do work of deen. In the silsila, they did a lot of work of deen for the silsila. Allah Ta'ala, the silsila gave them a high maqam. But the fitna of the woman made them wretched. Oh, when a man drops from the heavens, the sky to the ground, such a big maqam, so much khidmat, so much service, such great service of the deen, of the silsila, alhamdulillah, such a person, amazing, that this individual, how did he do this action? But what made that person wretched? The woman, the fitna of woman, finished that person off, finished that person off. Allah Ta'ala says the iman is in danger from the fitna of the female. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ And there are many other factors and elements of life that make a person go far from Allah. Person's walking, traveling on the path of deen. Okay, if you're doing a bad deed, a sin, what does shaitan do? He instills some waswasa into the person's mind and he reminds him of his old deeds and he replays that reel, that film in his head. So the person's already doing good, bad, and shaitan's behind him, encouraging him, that he makes a replay, reminds him of the women he had was with before, the places of alcohol and attraction and lust and passions that he fulfilled before in his old life. And then that circles that person and grips him and slowly brings him back to the maqam. He thinks, oh, why are you stuck in this deen? Why are you not free? I've seen people myself with this whispering of shaitan, they leave this deen of Islam, the path of Islam. What did you get from the deen? Look how much you enjoyed yourself before. Oh, I used to get a woman like this. I used to meet her like this. How enjoyment there was. And now it's strict and I'm restricted. And then shaitan presents the lust and passions to him. The previous things he did. On top of the danger he's gone into now. Allah says, beware. Don't go towards that path. You've gone to the heights now. You've got maqam. And shaitan is trying to trap you in as many ways as possible. And if you get trapped by shaitan, Allah, even if you do get trapped, SubhanAllah, let's say for example, shaitan's da'wah has worked on you and has become successful and he's enlisted you as one of his clients and you tried to ward off shaitan but no, it didn't work and you ran off towards him, backwards and you're still alive though, Allah says, you haven't died. Allah says, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا SubhanAllah, تَذَكَّرُوا Then one thing definitely you should remember, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah gave you maqam, you had an iman, you were a good person. Then you fell into the trap of shaitan, his waswasa, his whispering. And you are running towards shaitan day by day. Don't forget one thing, Allah says. Tadhakkaru, keep on remembering me. Allah says. Keep on remembering of me. Allah says, okay, you've sinned, you took your libas off, you changed your appearance and everything. But Allah Ta'ala says one thing. One thing continue to do. تَذَكَّرُوا Don't forget my remembrance, the dhikr I gave to you. At least sit down and sometimes remember me, Allah Ta'ala. This is 2 minutes. Even if you're a sinner, consider yourself a sinner. Accept it. But shaitan says, no, you're dirty now. You can't go back to the deen now. You can't do dhikr now. I've invited you, I've enlisted you, and you are doing zina now. You're doing sins. Then he tells us, oh no, no, no. And the person, the human being, becomes so disheartened and loses hope. and desire. He says, what's the point now? I'm a bandit now. I'm a liar. I'm a criminal now. I'm a sinner. Oh, forget the old life of deen now, because I am gone towards darkness and sin already. But Allah says, fine. Fair enough, you were trapped by shaitan. But don't forget one thing. Tadhakkaru, Allah says, don't forget me. Never. Sometimes at least sit down and remember that you had a Rabb who gave you a maqam. This is the dhikr of Allah, my friends, the remembrance of Allah. Allah says that if you do just this much, despite sinning, despite going back to the sinful life, if only my message reaches to the people. Don't lose hope for the mercy of Allah. Allah says, and if you accept that you're sinning, because you got both lives, there was the life of peace, comfort, Umrah, Hajj, Rawza, Mubarak, Gumbad al-Khizra, the dome, the blessed dome, and Tawaf, and the holy fence, the Rawda Mubarak, where's Zamzam, and where's alcohol compared to that? What a massive difference. So obviously you are a Muslim, and your conscience was awakened, but if you now go back towards sin, and it's difficult for you to go back towards deen, and shaitan shackled you with a chain, and he wants to take you to Jahannam, Allah says, I remind you, okay, you're following shaitan's invitation, but tadhakkaru, O foolish person, still remember me at least. At least remember me still now, even though you're sinning. So what a beautiful point. SubhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِيرُونَ. Allah says, I promise to you, due to the barakah, the blessings of your dhikr, even if you're impure and you're sinning and you remember me, Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِيرُونَ. I will reopen your eyes to the reality, and you will come back to the right path. Allah says, I'll save you from the darkness of the sin, and I will give you that maqam again. Lo, they begin to see things clearly. Big, big encouragement, friends. Ups and downs of life, my friends, my brothers. Sometimes we are low, then Allah Ta'ala takes us to the heights. And after the heights, shaitan, nafs come, base desires. May not happen. First, we need to create obstacles and hurdles so shaitan and nafs cannot reach to us. We need to ward them off with the shields. Special fitnas in the world we have today. Fitnas and issues and trials and sins. You have wealth and woman and all other things that affect us. Allah Ta'ala says, the had that I've presented, don't go beyond that boundary. If you're speaking to a ghair mahram, then speak in the way Allah Ta'ala has given permission. If you come in front of her, then come in the way Allah Ta'ala has given permission. There's no relative. You're my sister, my brother. You're like my cousin. I've seen an old man, 75 years, 85 years old. A woman comes to him to meet him. And he says, oh, this is my sister. And you can see that he's got intoxication in his eyes. He's attracted by that woman. What can I say to you? Oh, there's a fraud, the deception, and the sister who is not his real sister, blood sister, but he's made her a so-called sister by mouth. One waswa shaitan came, love developed, because love makes its way, it makes its own path, the invitation. And she's laughing on something, and the man, he's receiving another message, and she said something, and he's received a different signal message, alhamdulillah. Then they were just strangers, and then they got closer and closer and closer, and she was a sister by mouth, and then shaitan made them close physically. And Allah Ta'ala says, shaitan will take you to the lowest of the depths, but the maqam Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Definitely look at where we were before. We were impure, we were lost and blind. Allah gave us his fadl, he saved us from the fire of Jahannam. We should be grateful, and we should stay within the hudud. Allah Ta'ala has made hudud, circles and boundaries around us. Don't go beyond that boundary, because there's no safety beyond the boundary. There's guarantee within the boundary, but today we still have the effects of the wretched lives we had before. We're still doing the same, no parda, no barrier, no restriction, the same laughter and enjoyment. Women are sitting, men are sitting. Oh no, they're my relatives, we're just chit-chatting. And everyone's looking at each other. And shaitan is there in between, and sending one signal to this sister, one signal to that brother, one message to this person. And some people are cowards, that those people, they do not present, they do not demonstrate physically their relationships, but in their hearts and minds, they've got lust and desires and thoughts. So if we are dhakir and shakir, alhamdulillah, if we are, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ. Allah says that I have made you the muttaqi, those who are conscious of Allah. Allah says, protect your iman. There's only one way you can do that. Allah says, stay within the circle, the boundary I've given to you. Respect halal and haram. Otherwise, it cannot happen. Allah says that you break my had, the circle I drew for you. Doesn't matter how great a muttaqi you are, doesn't matter how big a arif billah you are, how big a ghaus and qutb you are. If you break the boundary I've set, then Allah says you will come down and stoop down to the lowest of levels, just like you were before, and before you came towards the deen. So we need to look at this point. We need to understand this point. So if insan drops, commits the sins, like I said, many people, poor souls, they are surrounded by fitna. Allah has given him a message that do one thing, at least start to do my dhikr. Remember me, wherever there's dhikr, do my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ Allah says, I'll bring you back to the right path. I will save you from the sins again. And I will give you that maqam again that you had before. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now explain to me, tell me that one barakah of dhikr, one blessing of dhikr, that if a human being takes hold of the dhikr of Allah, Allah still loves that human being. And if a muttaqi takes hold of dhikr, then imagine what he will be. If the sinner, Allah Ta'ala reminds him, do my dhikr, Allah says, I'll take you out of your sin, then imagine a muttaqi, if he's saving himself from sin, haram rizq, haram earnings, from the bad, the negative, the sin, then imagine what that human being is. He'll be like noor. He'll be like the bubble of noor. That woman, that man, that brother, that sister, subhanAllah. But this is Allah's promise on top of this. That dhikr is such an action. Allah says that even if you fall back into the trap of shaitan, into darkness, into sin, Allah says, don't forget me, remember me here. I remember an event at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This event has been written. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was his generation, his time when he was present. And there was a man who had taqwa. He was a muttaqi. He had taqwa. He had did good deeds. And he became pious, good person, practicing. After becoming pious, he broke the circle, transgressed the boundary. He didn't respect the rules of غير mahram, the unlawful women. And he then broke that rule, and then he started to affect him. And then the candle was lit in the hearts of the two individuals, and shaitan exchanged the messages between the two. Such a maqam of that person. Status of Iman, he lived at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, to this extent that both agreed at time, okay, you come, let's meet each other, inshallah. They had reached to this point, and he was a muttaqi individual. He had taqwa. Taqwa, he was practicing, a worshipper. So they agreed the time, and one of them said, you come to my house at this time, and the other party said, fine. And when he reached to the house, and he knocked on the door, and the woman came out, subhanallah, how Allah Ta'ala gave the example here. And the neighbor, there was a Qari Sahib, mashallah, he was reading Quran. And Allah's verse came. The verse was recited that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ. And then this ayah, this was recited at this point, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. Suddenly when he started to do the dhikr of Allah, and he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious and he fell onto the ground. That woman was watching what's going on here, and she just left him and went. And then he's standing, lying down unconscious in front of that door, and by chance his father was passing by on that street where he was laying unconscious. He said, oh, here's my son, what's happened to him? He went to him and he saw that he's not even conscious. He picked him up and he took him home. After he took him home, he opened his eyes and he became conscious. And then he recited this verse, تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِرُونَ. And then he passed away, the poor soul. So he was buried, and the janazah was prepared. He was buried, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu heard this event. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what was the action he took? Amazing. He said, take me to his grave, to this individual's grave. And he went to his grave. And when he was taken to the grave, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he reached to the grave, and he stood there, he said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. That Allah Ta'ala, you promised that whoever leaves sins out of fear of you and returns to you due to your dhikr, you have said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. That from within the announcement comes, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah's promises, Haqq Allah gave me two Jannah, two paradise. Subhanallah. Amazing. So this is the mu'amala, that if a person makes a mistake, he comes off track and he makes a mistake, and he commits the sin, then you are on such a great maqam. Turn back to Allah. Turn back to the dhikr. Take the tasbih in this condition of zina or drinking. And even if you sit in the dirty condition and remember Allah for 5 minutes, then Allah Ta'ala says, your khawf will cleanse you. Beautiful verse, alhamdulillah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from all fitna, from all issues. This is a great maqam. You think dhikr is a small action? Tell me, if dhikr is a minor, insignificant, unimportant action, then what would happen? The masjid would be full. But this is the selection of Rabb. Allah Ta'ala selects, and whoever He loves, He gives His dhikr to that person. You think this is a minor point? That an individual says, oh, he's ill, he's sick, etc. Doesn't know how he walks. And the person you speak about, he's sitting in dhikr. He's sitting in dhikr. And they're surprised. That man, I said, yes. That man sits in dhikr. That he comes regularly sitting there doing dhikr. He said, I cannot believe this. I said, don't believe it. But Allah Ta'ala has promised, the person who does my dhikr, I will never let him drop to the ground. That means physically as well. The dhikr has made that person stand up on his feet. And you're saying he's ill. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him the capability in the world. I will not make him ill or dependent because he's taken my dhikr and he has love for my dhikr. So we may think that person's sick, but as long as that person remembers Allah in his heart, Allah Ta'ala says, he's my servant, and I will keep on dragging that person towards my dhikr. So you can go to any masjid, wherever you want to go, but that person, that individual will get there first, subhanAllah. No one else, the munafiqs, those who have nifaq, but those people Allah Ta'ala has selected for his dhikr. Remember this point I'm saying, that they can never leave the dhikr of Allah. The enjoyment, the taste is unique, and never do they become old. Alhamdulillah. No one becomes old due to the dhikr of Allah. And nor do they get ill, subhanAllah. Nor do they get ill. Because this is the dhakir of Allah. He is close to Allah, qareeb to Allah. Close to Allah. Are there examples like this or not? Tell me. Are there examples like this or not? Tell me. That the doctors are surprised you're not allowed to consume this, eat this, drink this, and you cannot do this, you have to rest. He says, doctor, you're talking about sleeping, rest. And he's somewhere else. He goes to this masjid, Hazrat calls for dhikr. Eh? Dhikr? He needs to rest. He says, I need to do dhikr. Dhikr is what I need to do. SubhanAllah, this is the reward. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That the greatest peace and contentment comes from the dhikr of Allah. Not on the bed, on the mattress. That's not where you get that from. So Allah Ta'ala may give us the love for his dhikr. And dhikr of Allah will give us benefit in everything in our lives. If we make a mistake today, may this not happen. May Allah allow this to occur to us. But don't run backwards. Take all of the tasbih. Do Allah's dhikr. Remember him. So today's discussion, don't go near towards those fitnas. And you should keep your home and household within the boundary of Sharia. And make a good environment. And protect the mahram and ghair mahram. Aren't you ashamed speaking like this? Doing this with each other? Haven't you got akal when your women sit down and speak? Don't you feel ashamed that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a great deen and izzah, respect, and we sit and do haram? As Allah Ta'ala said, you're allowed to come in front of this woman and speak. No, 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 she's my babi. Babi ji. Allah Ta'ala says, she's not your mabi, otherwise she'll become your lover soon. She will like you so much. That person, I'll give you examples of the sister-in-law, the man who's got married to his sister-in-law. He called his sister-in-law, she'll come and here, live here and serve me. And the sister-in-law became the wife, and the wife was tuffed out of the house. Kicked out of the house. And this is a common story so much over and over again in this world today, in this day and age. So are people not ashamed that if in your home the boundary of Sharia is transgressed, broken, if there's no niqab on the face, if there's no modesty in the women, there's no shame, then how will the rahmah of Allah come into those houses where the deen and the principles of the ghair mahram and mahram are not observed? Allah says, I gave you maqam, I gave you status. People start to respect you and give you a status. And they repeat your name that he's pious, he's good, he's a dhakir. MashaAllah, look at his appearance, his imam and his face. And within, internally, we do wrong. So fine, we're deceiving the people of the world. But Allah says, I am watching you. And do you know what my punishment will be when I grab hold of you? Allah says, I won't make you wretched here. I will make you wretched in that place where you needed respect. And in front of the whole world, Allah says, I will bear you. And who will save you then? Who will save you then, Allah says? So never may this occur. Oh, he's old, the women say. Why should we do parda here? No one is old. Nobody is old. He's iman. You will spoil it and his love will come into his heart due to your smiling and you smirking. Because these are two opposite things. Man and woman, Allah Ta'ala has created. Just like this light that is burning or is glowing or is on. This light, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? There are two opposite ends to the current. Yes, two electrical current wires, positive and negative, and they attract, opposites attract. And man and woman are two opposites, and where they see each other, a spark will emanate from the wire. The positive and the negative, the man and the woman, the spark will emanate, and this is what will destroy that individual. So it doesn't matter how old is the woman or how old is the man, you have to do parda, and man has to do parda, and the woman has to do parda. Both sides have to observe the barrier. We can't say, oh, he's pious, I don't need to do parda with him. Oh, he's pious, he's like my father, his age. Why do parda? Allah Ta'ala says, if this person is like your father, Allah says, go away from me. You know your father's not here. Because will he stay as your father in your heart? No, your taqwa will end, your fear of Allah will end, and you will do all of the wrong actions. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that the manzil, the destination, the journey we've been given via the dhikr of Allah, we should keep this and maintain this with the fadl of Allah, and don't let this go down. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.